Kind of like a Britney Spears thing.
There you go. We broke
I've
it
been
down.
Through all of this. Time to move on. And, well, she's engaged now.
I'm so happy for her longtime boyfriend. They've been together for years.
They have.
He's an actor and an Instagram guy. And
you nailed it. They've been together for years. And they're now engaged because she couldn't get married because of the conservatives.
She still can't get married.
Experts
say the proposal is one thing. Her saying yes. Her actually running off and getting married is a whole mm-hmm. other thing. Not yet. But it's in the works.
It's in the works.
Aww.
And her management is now that the conservatorship, she's going to get out of that. They're working very hard on an ironclad prenup.
Prenup!
Because Britney gets control of, I don't know, Britney's money?
Right.
Finally.
She gets her stuff back.
And they're saying her she's worth like $60 million. And she's been on an allowance for years.
Her now fiancé is all for it. He's joking about it. What did he say he would lose in this?
Oh, he said, absolutely, we need an ironclad prenup because, you know, it's to protect my Jeep and my shoe collection in case one day she dumps me. Which, so he's having fun. They're both having fun with it, and good for her. And I'm usually kind of prenup. Well, maybe it's because I never had that much that I need to protect. So,
well, you get my two pennies, huh?
You can have that $50. I guess that's about it. So, what do you think? Good thing or bad thing?
Probably not.
You don't like it?
Because to me, it's saying I expect there to be an issue in the marriage that will cause a disruption to the point where we'll have to separate, which sends up a lot of red flags before a marriage starts.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say.
A lot of people.
It's too much of a boundary when you go in.
I was kind of on that team, too, that, you know, what does that say about you going into this, you know? But
I don't have anything to protect either.
Well, that's where I'm at. You know,
yeah.
I'm just going in. What do you got? Not much. But then again, you got to think too that you got a 50-50 chance of making it.
The divorce rate's really high.
Yeah, they said divorce rate's about 50-50. So,
and the lady previously, when she called in, said people change, and they do change.
That's true too. But especially for Brittany, good idea, girl.
Let's do it. Let's do that. Yeah.
Prenups. I mean, usually you just toss that out and people are on one side or the other. And I'm normally, you know, I guess there's something about me that just, you know, you don't necessarily like that. There's kind of a lack of trust with the word prenup. But if you're Britney Spears.
We're going to make it.
If you're Britney Spears.
You got $60 million on the line.
Man. And
all the turmoil she's been through.
And what was her allowance? It was like
$2,000 a month.
$2,000 a month she was supposed to live on and stuff. And it's
from
like
her dad. Oh.
And it's like, okay.
And now that all this is underway where her dad's not going to be the ruler of her, she got engaged to her longtime boyfriend.
And he's making fun of the whole thing.
He said, like, I will sign an ironclad prenup.
He said, of course we have that. It's to protect my Jeep and my shoe collection in case she dumps me.
He's an actor.
So, all right, prenup. Which side, John? What do you think?
I already agreed to one, and it was actually more of like a joint decision because to me, that's important. Like, you shouldn't want to take advantage of somebody that you care about.
Right.
Like,
okay.
I get it, but still, you need to have protection because people change. What he brought in was his, what I brought in was mine. Anything that we accumulated together would be split 50-50. Okay. Just basic. I mean, common sense, but some people are just vindictive and don't use common sense.
Well,
people change. She's right about that.
That's certainly true. Lawyers have made a lot of money arguing that.